Shalom to all. Today's Avos Menachos Av Kovetas. We are starting near the top of the brand new Mishnah. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marks Mem Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Shen Haven Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us, let's say a person says Harei Alai Ayla. I have to prepare myself to bring a carbon Ayla. Yaakov Vedem Mikdash. He has to bring the base of Mikdash. Now Vemekriv of base Chanyai La Yata. If you brought a base Chanyai, he's not Yotze. What is base Chanyai? So we're going to see on Amud Beis what the whole story was. But in short, after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, his son Chanyai ended up running away from Yerushalayim, going to Egypt and building some sort of base Hamikdash over there where he would bring carbonos. And this is famously known as Beis Chanya. It stood there for several hundred years. And we're going to see a machlekes whether it was considered Beis Avodah Zarah or maybe they were Lashem Shemaim. Either way, the Mishnah is telling us that if a person took upon himself to bring carbon Ayla and then he brought in Beis Chanya, he's not Yotze. Now, let's say he said, Harei Alai Ayla, Shakriven Beis Chanya. I think upon myself to bring carbon Ayla and I would bring in a Beis Chanya. So he does have a chiv to bring carbon Ayla because he said, Harei Alai Ayla. Now, what's with bringing it in Beis Chanya? So Yakriven with Mikdash, he has to bring the Beis Mikdash because again, he said, Harei Alai Ayla. However, if he makes Beis Chanya, Yotze. If he brought in Beis Chanya, he is Yotze. Now, Rav Shimon argues and says, what are you saying? Ain't zu ayla. This is not an ayla. It's not the normal way to be neither, and therefore he's not chayv at all. Similarly, let's a person says, Hari Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. Yigal Mikdash. He shaves his hair, which is done after the Nazir's period, in the base of Mikdash. Vim gilch beis chanyay. If he did so in beis chanyay, lo yatzi, he's not yotzei. Let's say the person said, Hari Nazir, shagal beis chanyay. I'm a Nazir, and I'm going to shave in beis chanyay. Yigal Mikdash. He has to do so in base of Mikdash, but vim gilch beis chanyay, yatzi. If he did in beis chanyay, he's yotzei. And once again, Rav Shimon Amri says, Ain't a Nazir is not a Nazir. So right away, the Gemara asks, Yatzi, the person was yotzei. How could you say that when the person expressed that he's Yotzei? What does that mean? All he did was just kill the animal outside the base of Mikdash. As we had said in the Mishnah, when the person says he's chayv to bring a carbon oila in the base Hamikdash. And so how could you say that now that he brings it in base Chanyai, he's Yotzei his nether? No, he's not. So here we're going to have a machlek to understand this. Arav Amnuna Rav Nuna says, Nasa Ka'imer. It's as if the person said, I take one of myself to bring a carbon oila, but I'm not chayv in its achrayis. Meaning I don't have to replace it if something happens to it. And something did happen to it. It was, quote-unquote, killed outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he's Yotzei, meaning he doesn't have to bring another one. Yes, he is chai for Shchutei Chotz. He did shecht a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to get punished for that. But in terms of whether or not he has to bring another carbon, he does not. And that's what the Lashon HaMishnah of Yotza is. Normally, Rava says, if that's so, El Miato, what about the next case in the Mishnah? Say, if the Ketani, the next case taught, Harini Nazir Shagal Beis Chanya Yigal HaMikdash, Yimgil Beis Chanya Yotza. If he said, I'm going to be a Nazir, and I'm going to shave in Beis Chanya, he has to do so in the Mikdash, but if he didn't base Chanyai, he's Yotzei. Well, Hachinami Soto over here, are we going to say, Denasa Ka'imer Harei Nazir Amanas Shalais Chai Bacheres Korbanosov? That it's like the person said, I'm going to be a Nazir on condition that I'm not going to be Chayv to bring the Korbanos. How does that make sense? Nazir, Kamadoloi Maisi Korbanosov, Lemis Kasher. If a Nazir doesn't bring his Korbanos, he's not Kasher and he's not a Nazir anymore. In other words, once he said Harei Nazir, so of course he has to be a Nazir, and then he said, I'm going to shave in base Chanyai, doing so shouldn't have any impact whatsoever because he's still a Nazir and he has to bring his Korbanos in the base of Mikdash. So how do we take the Pirush from the first part of Mishnah and explain it in the second part? And therefore, Elam Rava, Rav explains totally differently. Adam Zeh L'darin Eschaven, this person, when he said he's going to bring carbon oila, he just wanted to give a gift. He didn't mean in the base Hamikdash. He wanted to, so to speak, give a gift to Hashem. And Omar, this is what the fellow said. Isagi Beis Chanyai Terachna. If it's okay that I bring in Beis Chanyai, maybe he lived nearby, so then I'm going to matriach myself and I'll bring in Beis Chanyai. But Fei, Lemetzin Esruye, more than that, I can't bother myself to do. And that's what the Mishnah says, that really he should bring in the base Hamikdash. But if he brings in Beis Chanyai, it's fine because again, he didn't mean to bring as a carbon. It's just supposed to be some sort of diron, some sort of gift. And Nazir Nami, it's the same exact thing with a Nazir. Hi Gavra, let's Uri Nafshakamachavin. This fellow doesn't really mean to be a Nazir. He means to be Mitzar himself by not drinking wine, as a Nazir doesn't drink wine. But again, he's not really a Nazir. He just means I'm not going to drink wine. And Omer, this is what the fellow said. If I could go to Beis Chanyai and bring all my carbonos, so then I'll do so. But more than that, I'm not going to do. Now, Rav Hamnuna Amrlach, Rav Hamnuna, he would respond to this by saying, Nazir Kedaka Amrit. You're right. The way you explain Nazir Rava, that is the way to understand it. However, in the case of the Ayla, it really is like I explained it, where the fellow said, I'm not taking a chrys for it. And if Rabbi Yochanan serves Allah, Rav Nuna, Rabbi Yochanan holds just like Rav Nuna as well, to Amr Rabbi Barchana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, let a person said, Harela Ayla, Shakriven Beis Chanya, I took myself an Ayla, I'm going to bring in Beis Chanya, the Kriva Beretz Yisrael, if you brought it in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Beis HaMikdash, just in Eretz Yisrael, Yatzav Anish Kares. He's Yotzei, and his punishment is Kares. In other words, he's Yotzei as Neder, he doesn't have to bring another one, and that must be because he said, I'm not Chayvin as a chrys. However, he's chayv kares because he did shech the carbon outside the base of Mikdash. At Tainam Hachi, the passage is just like this. The person said, Arele Oila, Shakriven ba Midbar. I take myself to bring an Oila in the Midbar. This is because he thought that since the Mishkan was once in the Midbar, so it still has Kedusha, and Vikriv be Avar Yardain, he brought in Avar Yardain, which is also outside the base of Mikdash. Yatzav Anush Kares. Here as well, he's Yotzei, meaning he doesn't have to bring another carbon because again, we're referring to a situation where he said, I'm not Chayvin Sacharias, but also he's chayv kares because he shechted carbon outside the base of Mikdash. And we keep discussing this Beis Chanyai. The Mishnah tells us Hakanim Shemshu Beis Chanyai Kehanim that served in Beis Chanyai Lo Yishamshu Mikdash Yerushalayim. They're not allowed to be mishamish. They're not allowed to act as Kehanim in the Beis Mikdash Yerushalayim. And Ein Tzarach Loimel Davar Acher. You don't have to say for Davar Acher. Meaning you don't even have to say that if they were Kehanim for Avodah Zara, that of course they can't be Kehanim in the Beis Hamikdash. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says Ach Lo Yalu Kehanim Abamis Al Mizbech Hashem Yerushalayim. The Kehanim of the Bamis, the altars, are not allowed to go up to the Mizbech Hashem in Yerushalayim. The pasuk continues though Kiim Achlu Matzos Bekerev or Besoichachayhem. They're allowed to eat matzos among their brothers. What does that mean? Harei iluk bali mumin. These kohanim are like they have a mom. Chalkim va'ochlin. They take a portion in the karbonis and they can eat. But v'loy makrivin, they can't be makriv karbonis. So even though we're saying that a kohen who is in Beis Chanyai or even served for avodah zarah can't be an active kohen, he's no worse than a kohen who's a bal mom, and he at least gets a portion of the karbonis. That's what's being called matzah in the pasuk, and they get to eat. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda tells us kohen shechal avos kachavim. If a kohen shechted a sacrifice for an avodah zarah and they did tshuva and he came to the Beis Hamikdash, karboni reach nichayach, his carbon in the Beis Hamikdash is reach nichayach, and that's fine. Now, Amar Yitzchak Ravdimi, he tells us, Micro, what's a pasuk for this? So it's as follows. The pasuk says, Yain asher yisharsu oisim lefnei geulayim v'hayu lebeis Yisrael lemichshol avoin, because they, referring to the Kehanim, served for their idols, and they were a michshol, an avoin, al kein nosasu yadi aleihem, that's why I've raised my hand against them, nu'om Hashem aleikim, the word of Hashem aleikim, v'nasu avoinam, and they shall bear their sin. Uksib Asrei, afterwards the pasuk says, v'leig shu elai lechahin li, they shall not come close to be a kohen for me. So what do we learn from here? E avid sheiros in. If a kohen had done sheiros, they had done real service, meaning they actually served for an avodah zarah, so then yes, meaning they are not allowed to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. However, shchita lav sheiros hu. Shchita, shechting, is not sheiros, that's not service. And that's because we know that in the Beis Hamikdash, shchita is ksheir bazar, a non-kohen is allowed to do shchita, so it's not considered a 100% avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it's not considered a sheiros, a service for avodah zarah. Therefore, it's one of two things. If a kohen only shechted an animal for avodah zarah, he's allowed to do avoida in the Beis Hamikdash because shechting an animal is not considered avoida. And the flip side as well, if he did avoida for an avoida zara, so then he's not allowed to do avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, but he could shecht in the Beis Hamikdash because shechting's not avoida. We have another discussion about this. Itmar stated, Shagig b'zrika. Let's say a kain, he was over b'shagig and he did zrika for an avoida zara. Maybe someone called him up and asked him to do a demonstration of how zrika is and he didn't realize it was a base avoida zara. Maybe he thought it was okay to do. Either which way, he did zrika for avoida zara. Is he allowed to now do avoida in the Beis Hamikdash? So if Nachman Amar, he says karbon reich nichayach, his karbon reich nichayach is perfectly fine. Whereas if Sheshes Amar, he says in karbon reich nichayach, it's not reich nichayach. What's the reason of machlokes? Amar Sheshes, he tells us minami nuah. How do I know that it's not reich nichayach? That's because the pasuk says v'hayul beis Yisrael lemichshol avoin, and they were for the yidden a michshol avoin. My lav oy michshol oy avoin, is that referring to two separate things, a michshol or avoin? Umichshol shaygig v'avoin mezid. Michshol means was done b'shaygig, and avoin means was done b'mezid. And as we had just seen before, the pasuk says afterwards that they are not allowed to be mechahin for Hashem, and so it means that even if they serve the Vazar b'shoigeg, they're still not allowed to act as a kohen. However, Rav Nachman, he says that no, michshol de avoin. It's not talking about two separate things, michshol and avoin, shoigeg and mezid. It means a michshol of avoin. Meila, it's only talking about mezid, and so if a kohen is over the Vazar b'shoigeg, he is allowed to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Rav Nachman comes with his raya, minaminullah. How do I know this? The shoigeg is okay. The time because we have brisa. The pasuk says v'chibra kohen al nefesh shoigeges b'cheta b'shkaga, and the kohen should be mechaper for the nefesh hashoigeges when it did a chet b'shoigeg. What do we learn from here? There's double lashon. Malamet shakayin mischaper al de'atzmai. This teaches that a kohen could be mechaper for himself. That when he does an avera, he could be the one to bring the carbon for that. Now the question is, b'mai, what are we referring to? Ilim b'shchita. If you want to say that he did shchita for an avodah zarah, ma'ir yeshaygeg. Why do you have to say shaygeg? Afilu mezenami. Even if he did shchita b'mezid for an avodah zarah, he's allowed to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash because we just said before shchita is not avoda. So it's not like he was oivid for an avodah zarah, so he's allowed to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Elav bezrika. It must be they were talking about zrika, that he did zrika for avodah zarah, which is a real avodah, but he did it b'shoigeg, and that's what the pasuk's telling us, that even though he did a real avodah for avodah zarah, since it was done b'shoigeg, he's allowed to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's Rav Nachman's raya. Now, Rav Shmuel, he would tell you that la'olam b'shchita, really this pasuk is talking about shchita, and yes, it's telling us if a kohen b'shoigeg did shchita for an avodah zarah, he's still kosher in the Beis Hamikdash, and actually, you're wrong, Rav Nachman, regarding mezid, u'b'mezid, lo'y nasa m'shar salvez chavim, if he shechted b'mezid for an avodah zarah, he's not considered a m'sharis, a servant of the avodah zarah. Of course he is. He's basically considered a galach for the avodah zarah if he shechts b'mezid for it. So of course he's possible from doing avodah, and that's machlokes Rav Sheshes has with Nachman. We continue. Vazal tamayu the gola shitasam. The Itmar was stated. Hezid b'shchita. If a kain b'mezid did shchita for avodah zarah, Rav Nachman says korban reich nichayach. If he does tshuva and he brings a korban base mikdash, it's reich nichayach. It's fine. Whereas Rav Sheshes Amar, he says in korban reich nichayach, it's not reich nichayach. Rav Nachman Amar, he says korban reich nichayach. Why is that? Deloy avad sheiros. That's because he didn't do something that's called a sheiros for the avodah zarah. He just did shchita. Whereas Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, "In Kabbarn Reich Nichayach, it's not Reich Nichayach. Koftas on Beis on top, Nasim Misharis Lavoyz Chavim. That's because he became Misharis. It's like he's a Galach for Lavoyz Chavim, and so he's not allowed to bring Kabbarn in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Amar Nachum Nachman says, "Mino Amin Allah, how do I know this? Satan, because we have a Braisa. Kain Sha'ar Lavoyz Chavim Shav, if a Kain did have a Zara and he did Shuva, Kabbarn Reich Nichayach, his Kabbarn is Reich Nichayach. Now, the question is, Bemai, what are we referring to that he did avoid the Zara? Elim Mishaygig, if you want to say that he did avoid for the avoid Zara Bishaygig, well, my Vishav, what's the solution of Vishav? He did Shuva, Shav V'Oimed Hu. He's always in a state of Shuva. In other words, the whole thing was Bishaygig in the first place, so he always really had the proper mindset. And therefore, the word Shav, that he did Shuva, is not the right word to use here. Elapshita B'mezid. It must be talking about that he didn't avoid for the avoid Zara B'mezid. Avi Bezrika, if you want to say he did Zrikas Hadam for the avoid Zara, so Kishav Mahava. Even if he did Shuva, why does that help? It doesn't help at all. That's considered a real avoider for the avoider zara, and doing tshuva is not going to help him, and his carbon's not going to be valid in the base of mikdash. Why is that? Because hava l'sheiros, because he did a real service for it. El lav b'shchita. It must be the brass is talking about shchita. Namely, he did shchita b'mezid for an avoider zara. Still, when he does tshuva, it's not a problem. He's allowed to do avoider in the base of mikdash, because again, this is going with the shita, as we've been saying the whole time, that shchita is not considered a real avoider, and therefore he doesn't passel himself from avoider in the base of mikdash. However, Rav Sheshes will tell you that l'olam b'shayeg. Really, this brass is talking about where he did it b'shaygig. And this is what it's saying: im shav me'ikaroi. If from the outset, when he started the whole thing, he was already in a state of shav, namely d'chi avad b'shaygig avad. That when he did avoda, he did it b'shaygig. So karbon reich nichayach. Now, when he comes to the base of mikdash and he does avoda, so it's considered reich nichayach. But from lav, if not, if he did something mazed in karbon reich nichayach, his karbon is not reich nichayach. Even if all he did for the avoda zara was shchita, still he can't come to the base of mikdash and do avoda. Now we have another machlokes. Let's say his shtachval avoda chavim, a kain bowed down to avoda zara. He says karbon reich nichayach, his karbon is reich nichayach. Rosh Hashanah, he says in karbon reich nichayach, it's not reich nichayach. Another machlokes, hoydel avoda chavim. Let's say he was maida, which means he said to or about avoda zara, you are my God. So Rav Nachman Amar, he says karbon reich nichayach, still his karbon is reich nichayach. He's allowed to avoda in the base of mikdash. Rosh Hashanah, he says in karbon reich nichayach, it's not reich nichayach. Now, why do we have to have all these machlokes in? Utsricha the necessary. The Ashmi Nachach Kamaisa. If we only had the first machlokes regarding kain who did zrikas hadam for an avoda zara bishoygeg, I would say, but he comes Rosh Hashanah over there. Rosh Hashanah says he's pasul mishum to avoda l'sheiros. That's because he did a real sheiros, a real avoda, a real service for the avoda zara. Avol shchita do avoda l'sheiros. But if he did shchita b'mezid for the avoda zara, that's not a sheiros, as we've been saying the whole time. Shchita is not considered a real avoda. So a moedel Rav Nachman, amitzei Rosh Hashanah agrees to Rav Nachman that this kain is allowed to do avoda in the base mikdash, and so that's what we had to say. The Rav Sheshes argues even in that case. And Yashmin Shchita, if we only had the case of Shchita b'mezid, I might say the reason why Rav Sheshes passels him from being a kain is mishum to avoda, because he did avoda. Now, this doesn't mean that it's a real avoda on the same level as Rika, but still, Shchita is one of the things that's done in the base of mikdash. Maybe that's why Rav Sheshes passels. Aval shtachva, but if he just bowed down to avoda zara, do avoda avoda, he didn't do avoda like it's done in the base of mikdash. Same way, maybe Rav Sheshes would not passel him. Tzricha, so that's necessary as well to say that even when he bows down, Rav Sheshes passels him from doing avoda in the base of mikdash. And Yashmin shtachva, if we had a shtachva that he bowed down, that passels him. I might say mishum do avle maisa. That's because he did a maisa. He bowed down. Aval hoida. But if he simply was maida, which as we said, it's just simply him expressing that this avoda zara is my God. Dibur ba'alma. That's just words. It's not an action. Emaloi. I might say Rosh Hashanah would not passel him. Tzricha. That's what we have to have that case as well to say that Rosh Hashanah also passels in that case. And on to the next part of Mishnah where it said ve'insar achlam davar acher v'chulu. We don't even have to say davar acher. Meaning we don't even have to say that if a kohen did avoda for an avoda zara, then he's now serving the base of mikdash. And again, this is coming off the heels of the Mishnah saying if a kohen serves in base chanyai, he's allowed to have it in the base of mikdash. Now the Gemara makes a diak. Midi ka'amar insar chlamer davar acher. From the fact the Mishnah said we don't even have to say davar acher. Mechalal the base chanyai lavas chamhu. That's mashma. The base chanyai wasn't avoda zara because it clearly splits them up. Base chanyai and for sure avoda zara. So it means the base chanyai is not avoda zara. So tanya kamando amar base chanyai lavas chamhu. This is clearly according to the mando amar. The base chanyai was not avoda zara. The tanya we have a brisa and here's the description of how this base chanyai came about. That year the Shimon HaTzadik died, Amalahan, he told everyone, Shana Zuhu Meis, this year he's going to die, meaning he's referring to himself, then he knows that he's going to die that year. Amalahan said, ask him, how do you know you're going to die this year? Amalahan, he told him, Kol Yom Kippurim, Nizdam Lizakin Echol Lavash Levin Misnati Levonim, every Yom Kippur before I go into the Kash Kedashim, I'm met by a certain Zakin who's wearing white and he's wrapped with white, and Nichas Imi Vyetzi Imi, he goes in with me and comes out with me. But Shana Zuhu this year, Nizdam Lizakin Echol, there was a Zakin there, Lavash Chayim Misnati Shchayim, he was wearing black and wrapped in black, Nichas Imi Velayatzi Imi, he went in with me and he did not come out with me. And so that's how I know that this year is my last year. Now, l'achar regal, after Sukkot, chol shivas yomim, got sick for 7 days, umes, and he died. V'nimnu echal kanim levarch b'shem. After that, his brothers, the kehanim, they stopped blessing with Hashem's name, meaning they wouldn't say yud ke vav ke outright, as they used to say in the Beis HaMikdash. That practice was stopped after Shimon HaTzadik died. Now, b'shas beti rasai, at the time of his death, Amar Lahem, he told everyone, chanyi b'ni yisham shtachtai. Chanyi, my son, he he should serve in my place as a Kohen Gadol. However, Niskanu b'Shemi Achiv, Shai Gadol Menu, Shtei Shanu Mechta. Shimi, who was his older brother by 2.5 years, he was jealous of him. And so Shimi decided that he was going to have Chanya killed. Amar Loi, what did he tell him? Bai Val Medcha Seder Avaida. Come, I'm going to show you the Seder Avaida, meaning I'm going to show you what you have to do when you start out being the Kohen Gadol. What did he do? He'll be Shai B'Unkali, V'Chagar B'Tziltzol. He dressed him in an Unkali, which is like a leather shirt of sorts that was usually worn by women, and he put a Tziltzol, which is some sort of sash or belt around him, also very feminine piece of clothing, and immediately someone's back, he put him by his back, and then Shimi said to the other Kohanim, Ru, take a look, what nether this one made, Vikiim, and he carried it out for his loved one. What did he tell his loved one, which is referring to his wife? He said to her, that day that I become the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to wear your inkali and your tziltzol to show how much I care for you and love you. And the Kohanim were so angry at this lack of cover to the base of Mikdash, Bikshu Echel Kohanim L'Hargoy. They wanted to kill Chanyai. Ratzmi Pneim, he ran away from them. Ratzu Achrov, they chased after him. Halchazan Shushal Mitzrayim, so he ended up going to Alexandria Mitzrayim. Ubanisham Mizbech, he built him Mizbech over there. The hell all of Shum Avoyz Kachavim, and he brought Karbanis there for Avoyd Zara. And Hoshama Cham Davar, when Cham heard about this, Amr they said as follows, Mazesh Loyard La Kach, just like this one, who had never went down, meaning he never had the official position of Kohen Gadol. This is obviously referring to Shimi, the older brother. But Kach, this is what he did. He was so jealous of his brother that he tried to kill him so he could become Kohen Gadol. Hayarid La, somebody who already went down to it, meaning somebody who already got a position of Chashivos, Allah Hazakam Vakama, how much more so he's going to fiercely defend that position. You have to be very careful, wouldn't just demote somebody from their position just because. Now, Divrei Meir, that's our Meir's opinion of the story. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda told him, like Achaya Maisa, that wasn't the story. Ella, like Kibal of Chanyai, Chani decided not to become the Kohen Gadol. Why? Shemi Achiv Gadol Menu Shtei Shanu Mechta. That's because Shemi was 2.5 years older than him, and so he very graciously bowed out of the position that he didn't want to become Kohen Gadol. However, Aval Pikin, even so, Niskana by Chanyai B'Shemi Achiv, Chanyai was very jealous of his brother. And Amar Loi, it was Chanyai who said to Shemi, Bai Lamed Chaseidra Avaida, come, I'm going to teach you how to do Avaida. Vilbisha B'Unkle V'Chagar B'Tziltzol, and he put him this Unkle and this Tziltzol, this woman's clothing. V'Hamida Etzim Mizbeach, put him by the Mizbeach, and Amar Lohem Lech Lakehanim. Chanyai said to his brothers Lakehanim, Ru'u see, Man Adar Zeh, what this one made a nether about, Vikim Lav Asai, and he's Mekayim for his loved one. He had told her, Aisa Yom Shishtash B'Gun G'dayla, that day that would be the Kohen Gadol, Elwish B'Unkle Shalichi V'Echar B'Tziltzol Shalichi, I'm going to put on your Unkle and your Tziltzol, and Bekshu Echla Kehanim L'Hargoy, the Kehanim wanted to kill Shimi because of this. However, Sachlem Kal Ma'ira, Shimi explained the whole situation to them, and when they clarified that it was actually true, so Bikshu Largas Chanyai, they now turned on Chanyai because he was the cause of it. And Ratzu B'nei, Ratzu Achrav, he ran away from them, they chased after him. Ratzu B'ez Hamelech, he ran to the king, Ratzu Achrav, but they chased after him. And Kal Roya Isai, everyone that saw him, Oimer said, Zehu, Zehu, it's him, Chaptzim, Chaptzim, get him. And so finally, Halch Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, he went to Alexandria Mitzrayim, Ubanisham Mizbech, he built him Mizbech, Vahel all the Shem Shamayim, but he brought Kabanis there, L'Shem Shamayim. And he bases off of a pasuk in Yeshaya, Shinemar, which tells us, Bayoimahu Yem Mizbech, Lashem, Besoich Eretz Mitzrayim, Umatseva Itzel Gvul Lashem. So the first part of the pasuk clearly tells us that on that day there's going to be Mizbech in Eretz Mitzrayim. So according to Yehuda, Beis Chanyoy was not for Avodah Zara, it was L'Shem Shamayim. And we continue L'Shem Chom Bedavar, L'Chom heard about this, Amr they said, Umaze Shabarch Mena, this person who ran away from it, meaning Chanyoy, who originally decided that he's not going to be the Kohen Gadol. It was his choice, he made it consciously that he's not going to have this position of Chashivas, but still, Kach, that's what happened. He ended up being very jealous. Hamavakash Layered Law, Alachs Kamakama, somebody who wants the Chashivas, for sure we have to be very careful of him and how he might act in order to get that position. I think Mark continues something similar. Tanya Wave and Braisa, Amr Bishum and Prachi, Bishum Rachi said, Betchila, originally, Kala Omer, Alayla, anyone that would tell me, go up to it, meaning anyone that told me I should become the Nasi, meaning go up to that position of Chashivas, I'd get so upset at him. I would have tied him up and put him in front of a lion. But Ata, now that I'm already the Nasi, Kala Omer Li Laird Mimena, if somebody tells me to go down from it, you know what? Don't be a Nasi anymore. Step down. Ani matul av kumkum shachamin. I would pour a kettle of boiling hot water on him. And so we see that even though a person originally did not want the position of Chashivas, once he's in it, he's going to fiercely defend it. And where do we see this as well? Shari Shaul Baruch Mimena, Shaul HaMelech, he ran away from it. When Shmuel HaNavi tried to make him the king, he was found to be Nechbal Kalim. He ran away. He hid. But Shaulah, once he became the king, Bikesh Lagas David, he then tried to kill David, who was taking the throne away from him. And so we see this in multiple situations. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last daf of the Masechta. Continue to discuss Beis Chanyai, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.